Over the years, the city has floated several ideas for redeveloping Juneau's downtown waterfront. The latest is the 2004 Long Range Waterfront Plan, which the CBJ Parks and Recreation Department is using as a jumping-off point for future improvements to Marine Park. Department Director Brent Fisher says the plan calls for the park to be a gateway connecting downtown to the South Waterfront.
Unobstructed views up the streets to the Capitol, and really something inviting not only for the people that live here, but also the visitors to our town.
He says Marine Park has the potential to be Juneau's living room, or better yet,
kind of the front porch.
Fisher recognizes that the park is somewhat of a hangout for a less savory element. Juneau police are working with Parks and Rec to address some of those issues in the long-term plan for the park.
If we keep the current shelter, we're looking at removing some of this, what they call the bunker area, or some of the seating, bringing it down to the lowest level. So we still have seating, still have, especially underneath the shelter, but remove the aspects of where people can hide and some of the issues we've been having.
Around 50 people attended the Marine Park meeting. They wrote down ideas on comment cards and a large signboard. Suggestions included having more trees and green space and a new performance shelter for the summertime concerts in the park series. Lauren Brooks mentioned incorporating the downtown Seawalk into the park's design. The Seawalk is eventually supposed to stretch from the Juneau Douglas Bridge to the rock dump.
I really like the idea of being able to walk from the bridge down to the tram. That would just be great to not have to deal with the highway.
Brooks has lived in Juneau all her life. She has many memories of Marine Park and wants it to retain some of its local character.
I hope that they're true to Juneau and the people who are here all year and not just, okay, let's build more for bigger and better, or supposedly better, cruise ships.
Of course, cruise ship passengers do take advantage of the park, whether it's watching float planes take off from the Wings of Alaska dock or trying to spot mountain goats from the free binoculars. Stephen Komet came to Juneau aboard the Diamond Princess. Originally from Hungary, he now makes his home in South Carolina and says he likes to seek out places like Marine Park wherever he travels.
I think this is a fantastic idea to have this little park here for tourists to sit down a little bit, take pictures with groups, you know, and have a nice tree in the background. So I was a big surprise for me, beside all the shops and more shops, to see a little nature in here.
He only had one small suggestion.
Just a few more little flowers in here, that's about all.
Parks and Rec's Fisher says there will be plenty of opportunity for more public input during the planning process, which is expected to take a year or more. It will coincide with the Docks and Harbors Department's planned expansion of Juneau's downtown cruise ship docks. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.